And we're back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to Hamilton on the FM dial, as well as the rest of the world at cfmu.mcmaster.ca. And as I promised before the little musical interlude there, we do have Grace Bachoon. She is the Vice President of Public Relations for the Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. She served in that role since 2009 as well. She is one of the founding members of the organization. She's been on our program before to discuss the Norman Finkelstein event in Hamilton, and she'll be talking about another exciting event coming up. So, Grace, welcome back to our program.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be back.
We always learn so much when you're on the program, and certainly today I've been learning a lot. There's a tour going around it. We're going to get into that. I had received some press releases by email today, and it suggested that there had been some challenges to that event. It seems, fortunately, most of those challenges have been overcome. But I guess we should talk about the event itself. Now, I understand we have William Perry. He's a photographer, a journalist, an artist, a writer. He's going around with a very interesting audio-visually oriented tour that's hit a number of cities so far. I'm wondering, what can you tell us about William Perry's program or tour in Canada?
As you said it, William Perry is a British photojournalist. He is a writer. He is an author. He put together a book called The Art of Resistance in Palestine Against the Wall. Pretty much the book title is Against the Wall, The Art of Resistance in Palestine. And it's a book of almost 200 pages, all just colored pictures. Imagine you have the wall in Palestine. It's a 700-kilometer long wall. And you have all kinds of graffiti and art on that wall. And you have many international artists, very well-known artists like Banksy, Blue, Swoon, Ron English, and others who went there and who did just some amazing drawing and graffiti on the wall. So what he did, he took tons of photographs of that art and graffiti. And what he's doing, he is presenting it in a sort of a PowerPoint presentation, or if you want, like, rolling presentation. So you know how they say, like, the art is, it describes or it paints our emotions, and those artists are trying to paint the emotions of the people in Palestine who are trapped behind the wall.
Well, it's very interesting. It seems as if there have been efforts in Palestine by people living there, but also by the international community, people that are visiting in solidarity and so
That's
forth.
Right.
They're both trying to perhaps transform the wall into a site of resistance, I guess you could say.
That's right.
The photographs, I guess, help show that struggle and, as you say, show the feelings of that the people are experiencing. So, again, there have been little chats about doing this or showing us elements of this. I guess this is the first full-out tour that I know that includes all these different artists. The tour itself, I guess, it's not, strictly speaking, a lecture tour, then. It has a strong photo component.
It's fully visual. I saw it in Montreal, and a couple of days ago, yesterday, it was in Ottawa. Tonight, it's going to be in York in Toronto. Tomorrow, it's going to be downtown Toronto. And I'm telling you, people in Montreal and Ottawa, every single person who left, almost every single person, thanked us so much for bringing him. It's very visual. You wouldn't want to, he does it in like 45 minutes, and you feel like telling him, please go on, please go on. It's fascinating. Some of the pictures, for example, on the cover page, I have his book here in front of me, it's a girl flying in the air with a bunch of balloons. And there's no writing, there's nothing else, but just depicting how people are longing to get out, how people are longing to be free, and they're hoping for something to happen, for like a bunch of helium balloons to take them up in the air. So the art is very, very touching. And as I said, he covers art by Palestinians, but he covers quite a bit art by various internationals, like I mentioned, like Banksy was there, Blue was there, Swoon, Ron English, and others. And it's different ways of people expressing their emotions, their solidarity with the Palestinian people.
Yes, it seems there's also some intentional and sometimes unintentional connections with international and U.S. film, everything from Avatar with Palestinians invoking that film to Getting Away with Balloons, like Up or a number of other European films. For those that are just tuning in, we're speaking with Grace Bachoon, Vice President of Public Relations for Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. And by the way, we should direct people to that site. Is that just cjpme.org? Or where,
yeah,
where do you, okay.
cjpme.org.
And the tour itself, we should mention the details, of course.
I would be happy to. So in Hamilton, we're really delighted that it will continue to be at the YWCA Hamilton. It's at 75 McNabb Street South, and people could purchase the tickets. The ticket is only $5, and people could purchase the tickets online at cjpme.org, or they could buy them at the door. And I really encourage people to go and see it, because it's not like a speaker who's just addressing you. It's, you've got all the visuals. It is as if someone had brought to you all the art by so many artists, bringing you like a wall of hundreds of kilometers, just bringing it to you and exposing it to you. So it's an amazing, you really get a glimpse of what's happening there and how people are using the art to express their emotions and to sort of tell the world about the different ways that they are resisting the occupation.
And it's a good way for people that have missed previous or similar events to come down. I know there had been a successful art-related event at Sky Dragon Center, for example, and certainly we'd like to see more like this. Now, I know this particular event faced a bit of challenge, and I seem to have overcome that. It's not necessary to dwell on it, but it seemed that there had been a sort of preemptive complaint put in to the event. A group, a pressure group, had come to the location where it was being held at the YWCA and made suggestions that the event should not occur. I guess that had an impact on you?
Absolutely. Do you know what's so bothersome is that you work so hard to put together an event. It takes so much work to build towards something. But yet, unfortunately, someone could call in, could threaten, could say, like, you know, baseless accusations and lies, and then it's hours and weeks of work for us and for the organizations who is hosting us, just time wasted to instead of, unfortunately, what happened is that, yes, someone had written to the YWCA, just pretty much telling them that what we're bringing in, it's going to be a bunch of lies, and it's like all kinds of disgraceful and inappropriate.
The quote comments that we were given in the press release says, "Offensive show of hate."
Exactly, exactly. And there is absolutely there is nothing like this gentleman who had written that. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He didn't see the book. He didn't see the exhibition. So there are people out there, and unfortunately, this only happens in Hamilton, and unfortunately, it's always the same person who they just don't want anyone to say anything about what's happening in Israel or in the occupied Palestinian territory.
Well, fortunately, as of now, it seems that the organizations involved have acted rationally. They've allowed art and freedom to continue. So that's some good news. But it just does remind us or harken back to the Norman Finkelstein event, which, you know, we haven't really fully debriefed on this program. That, of course, Finkelstein's more controversial than the current event. But even then, he was scheduled to speak at Mohawk, and we had that situation where the institution, after receiving some challenges or threats, tries to go back on its booking agreement.
That's right.
After fees have been paid, after things have been confirmed, after receipts have been issued.
That's right. And then they don't want to tell you that they want to cancel your event. So what they say, look, well, we're not going to say we're not going to cancel your event, but what we're going to do, we're going to ask you to pay five times or six times whatever is the fee. In the case of Mohawk, they wanted us to pay an extra $1,500 in security.
You know, they should just be honest about this. They should
exactly.
Maybe we could have a Palestine surcharge fee, where it's, you know, if you know, you've got your booking and your microphone,
why?
And then.
But why? This is an art exhibition. If these are institutions who support freedom of speech, why should anyone go through that? If someone is threatening to do something, why shouldn't they be reported to the police? maybe like a restraining order should be put on them.
Well,
and
you know,
when a threat comes in, you verify it and you say, well, do you know what? This is baseless.
When it comes to
this is full of speech, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. Let's talk to the organization. Let's research about that artist, and he is a very, very respected photojournalist. This is a photographer, and right away you should press the delete button and say, you know, this is, there are all kinds of crazy people out there, and just say this is nonsense. Let's just, you know, just delete this email versus immediately going into a panic mode, and it's like, oh, we need people with some backbone. We need people who would say, look, this is a great exhibit of art. If someone is not happy with it, well, don't come.
Well, fortunately,
we live in a free society.
Yes.
I get invited to tons of things, but I'm selective in what I go and see.
We have free speech in this society. You know, despite some of the efforts of Prime Minister Harper, we are allowed to talk about things, and people shouldn't be afraid or feel as if they have to back down. You know, Galloway to Finkelstein to this art exhibit now, it seems as if the threats to these events or, you know, the discussion of problems comes from the outside, not
That's
the
right.
inside. So,
and why do we always have to pay the price? Why does CGPME have to pay the price? And not only the CGPME, the hosting organization. I don't think Mohawk or the YWCA or anyone else should pay the price for that. Why shouldn't be the person who is threatening, they are the one who gets reported to police, okay, because the threats are baseless. Why aren't they the ones who get to pay the price? Why should it be us wasting our time and wasting our resources and, you know, paying the price for that? So we need to, you know, there is everything, and as we've mentioned over and over, we've been doing this for over 8 years. Not once there was a demonstration. Not once we had any issue. Our events, you've been at them, others have been at them, can attest we're extremely a professional organization, and we try to do everything with excellence. We don't just bring anyone, we know who we bring, and we never had any issue, and we never expect any issue. So if some people don't want the work of justice and peace to go on, and for sure, the people who do not support justice and peace, they feel threatened because they want the injustice to go on, and they don't want people to be aware of what's going on. And that's what they try to do. They try to threaten and derail and menace. And
well, it
all
seems
kinds
the idea is that the events themselves are challenged. So it's the idea that the discussion should not take place in the first place. It should end before it happens. And I don't think that's an acceptable attitude people should be taking in Canada, that if you don't like an event, you should just end it before it happens. The hosting organization this time around, it seems that there's backbone, and that's good, even though it shouldn't be required to the degree that it is.
And we're thankful. We're very thankful to the YWCA to say, you know, our concerns are being met. We're thankful for them to say, yes, you know, the event can go on as planned, and we're thankful that they are respecting their contract. There is a contract that was signed between us and them, and they said they are respecting it. And, you know, they are an organization who rent the venue. So they don't need to deal with any of that, but unfortunately, there are people out there who, you know, who try to create some trouble, and we should all be wise enough to say, do you know what, we should not allow them to do so.
Well, you know, I want to thank you for bringing William Perry, and I also wanted to thank you for bringing Norman Finkelstein when you did. That, again, we had hundreds of people come out to that with about 300 tickets sold in total. Again, we were only expecting a somewhat lesser amount. I believe the publicity and controversy that then surrounded the event, I think, boosted interest in the event itself, which is typical in these situations. But his speech was excellent, covering everything from Egyptian history to relations between Israel and Lebanon, history within Israel itself, and how issues are discussed. It was phenomenal, subject matter, what he was able to discuss in a set amount of time, and just his cool delivery and cool-headed performance the whole time. I was amazed. I had seen Finkelstein before, and I think this was even better than the last time that he spoke, and we're all so grateful that we were able to be part of that tour.
And you would really, thank you for saying that, and you would really, really enjoy William Perry. He's just an amazing, amazing human being, and just being able to be there and just seeing all that visual art in front of you. Every few seconds, you have like a new picture, like a new, here is this artist, here is that artist. And it's fascinating. Art is fascinating. And like they say, this is like art is like the personal diary where you may color your thoughts and emotions on a page. So here, it's the thoughts and emotions of millions of people brought to you. And we really want to bring it to Hamilton, and we're so glad that it's going to happen in Hamilton. So people, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I was very, very impressed by his presentation, and at the end I told him, I said, William, I wish you could go on not only for 45 minutes, but for 2 hours. I just wanted so much more.
Congratulations for bringing this event. You've made it sound very interesting. We're going to work harder to promote and publicize this. It sounds like the sort of thing people might not have been hearing about that they probably want to attend, go to. So, again, thanks for that. That's going to be April 2nd. It is the YWCA. That's where it's being held?
That's right.
Okay.
75 McNabb Street South, and it's at 7:30.
7:30 p.m. Okay. Well, Grace, thanks once again for being on our program today.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate all the work that you do and the way you take the time to inform the public in Hamilton about what's happening in Hamilton.
And we're going to mention CJPME's website so people can catch it there. So thanks very much, Grace.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.